Any trial lawyer who is any good knows that you have to use visuals in a jury presentation. There have been many studies to prove this. Jurors are persuaded to some degree with words, but in many cases even more so with imagery. And so imagery in a trial presentation is absolutely critical. For some reason, though, whether it be trial lawyers or appellate lawyers, we almost never use images when trying to persuade judges. Why is that? What I'm going to argue today is that we should. And to give you an example of the lack of the use of images in briefs, I went through all of the briefs on the merits filed with the Texas Supreme Court in a single term several years back, and I found only two images in all of those briefs. And both of them were not really images. They were just tables. No photographs, no charts, no graphs. Yet now is the time where we ought to be thinking about images. And this is not a new message. At this course over 10 years ago, Pam Barron was giving a list of brief writing tips, and the last tip she mentioned is that we ought to start thinking about using visuals in briefs. Justice Wanda Fowler, if you've heard her talks about lessons learned from children's books, has argued that, as one of her suggestions, that we ought to start using visuals in appellate briefs. I've used it in a long list of tips before, and I've heard a few other speakers do the same thing. But what I'm going to do differently today is spend 30 minutes on it, because I think we're now at the point where it's really worth 30 minutes worth of time to think about how and why we should use visuals. And there's several reasons for this. The first is that our readers, the people who are reading our briefs, are getting most of their information from a visually rich media environment. And they expect the same sort of thing when getting other types of information, including legal information.